In a few hours, another aid-laden ship is expected to arrive in Gaza to complete the mission begun last week before a flotilla of ships was raided by Israeli commandos. The 1,200-ton Rachel Corrie, with 11 passengers on board, is hoping to arrive later today. But Israel has vowed to prevent the ship from docking. It's raised the prospect of another confrontation in the next few hours as the ship reaches the Israeli-controlled exclusion zone. But Audrey Bomsey from the Free Gaza Movement, which operates the Rachel Corrie, says she's hopeful that this time the ship will be allowed in. She spoke to our Middle East correspondent, Anne Barker.
We've always expected to be allowed into Gaza. If Israel tries to interfere, then we will do what we've always done, and that is not heed her warnings. We will continue, and Israel will have to forcibly get on board again.
And so how nervous are the passengers on board about the possibility of a repeat of what happened last Monday?
Well, they're nervous. We've always been nervous. We've had 9 missions into Gaza. 5 have gotten in successfully. Each time we've been threatened by Israel. They've told us that we'd be stopped, that they would use force. 5 times they didn't. Once they rammed the boat. Once before this, they confiscated the boat. Each time we're nervous. But what we're doing is nonviolent resistance. We're going in the tradition of Martin Luther King and Gandhi.
Have the passengers seen any sign of Israeli boats sort of on the sea nearby?
No. And I just want to point out that wherever they get to tonight, they will stop because they do not want to have a confrontation if Israel confronts us in the dark. We learned from last time it's not good for us, it's not good for them. We want to approach Gaza in the daylight.
Are they prepared for any confrontation?
Of course they are. They're prepared to nonviolently resist. What that means is that they will try to physically block the soldiers from coming on board with their bodies and stand there. They will link arms and block the wheelhouse, link arms and try to block the engine, as we did on the other boats. That is what nonviolent resistance is.
Do they have any weapons of any kind on board, even as
No.
a form of self-defense?
No, we never have weapons before. And I don't think they had weapons on the Turkish boats either.
When you get to Gaza, what do you plan to do?
When we get to Gaza, we plan to get all the cargo to civil society organizations that we've been working with until now. We have no contact with Hamas. Do not intend to have contact with Hamas at this point. We intend to give the cement, which is the largest component of our cargo, to specific hospitals and schools that need to be rebuilt.
But cement is banned in Gaza. Why should that be allowed in?
We're going straight to Gaza. We're not going through Israel, so for Israel to confiscate. That's why we can't bring the goods through Israel, because Israel prohibits reconstruction material and paper. I mean, it's absurd. When is the last time you've heard that paper has been used to manufacture weapons?
Audrey Bomsey from the Free Gaza Movement. And Saturday AM did seek an interview with various representatives of the Israeli government. None was available for comment.